Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, coming to you live from the Later Haters Conference in Los Angeles. This is an event sponsored by the MERS Corporation. But today's podcast is not sponsored. I'm talking to Josh, my assistant. Hey, Josh. We are going to downtown LA to the Hudson Loft, and this event is so amazing because we're talking about the intersection between beauty and feminism. And for me, that's a huge topic. I have three daughters. I have one amazing son. I want to teach all my kids, number one, how to be women of substance and character, and women who like to be feminine, enjoy their femininity, and own their own appearance and confidence. And I want to raise a son who's sensitive to feminist women in the world, and also a son who likes to take care of his skin. And I know, Josh, you love to take care of your skin. What's your take on, you know, beauty maintenance, handsomeness maintenance?
I think it's really important. You know, I have a younger brother, and I always tell him, you know, I don't think any girl's gonna want to be with you if you don't take care of your skin or if you're not hygienic.
You're gonna give him a complex.
I mean, it's true. I think, you know, in today's society, it's okay for guys to kind of take care of themselves.
It's mandatory. I think that's one of the most attractive things about any human being, you know, man, woman, or someone who hasn't declared or binary. I mean, I think that if you don't have self-care, you are missing out on a critical part of the enjoyment of being a human. Like, taking care of yourself, good grooming, good maintenance, it just leads to confidence, body confidence, which paradoxically, the body and the mind are so linked and related, and it makes us feel sometimes like we're very superficial beings, right? Do you ever feel like I'm being vain, I'm being superficial when you take care of yourself?
You know, I think definitely working in this industry, I can get caught up in, you know, the way that I look or kind of overanalyzing myself. But it's important to kind of keep in mind that, you know, we're all human and, you know, we're all created the same. But I think, you know, doing preventative procedures and things like that, it's okay. There shouldn't really be a stigma.
I would totally agree. And I think we are all so vulnerable, and this feeling that you think that vanity and caring about how you look is a bad thing, it's really not a bad thing. Human nature is such that if you have more confidence in your outward appearance, you're going to be just better in your performance overall. As a mother, as a wife, as a surgeon, as a businesswoman, just the way I interact, like, it's crazy. But if I wake up and I have a good hair day, it's just a better day and a better me that shows up. And I don't know how to explain it, but that's the body that we're born in. That's the human condition. And to acknowledge it and freely support people in their quest for, like, looking their best is so important, I think. And Josh, what would you suggest or advise to someone who's just starting out with a first-time treatment and they find something they don't exactly love about their face? What would you tell them?
I mean, I think Botox is always a great starting point, or even lips. Start small, don't overdo it, and do your research. Never, you know, just jump the gun. And if you really pick a good injector or, you know, a reputable med spa or what have you, I think, you know, you'll be off to a good start.
Yeah, do your research for sure. And I think starting with good skincare actually is like one of my main tenets, because you can come and see me twice a year, three times a year for fun injectables and treatments, but it's the things you do day to day that are going to really give you your long-term beauty and your maintenance of beauty. And skincare is number one. So a really good wash, taking off the day and taking off, you know, the oils and sebaceous debris that builds up on the skin. I love glycolic wash. If you're not taking care of yourself with a good anti-aging moisturizer, that means you men have to definitely take better care of your skin, and women too. We have a great man kit, and it happens to be June, which is dads and grads. So if you're not a guy who's into skincare, it's three simple steps. It's wash your face, it's moisturize, it's put something on after you exfoliate deeply, like after shaving, like our hyaluronic serum. I love that. Guys somehow, did you know, Josh, age better than women?
I think I've kind of noticed that.
That is rude. That is so rude. But yes, it's true. Sadly, you know, guys have better skin because thicker skin, their skin tends to have more layers of dermis and support, more fibrotic tissue. They have oil glands that are more predominant because of hair, their facial hair, you know, more oils around there. And they shave or they exfoliate daily. So it's, you know, that's one of the benefits of being a guy is your skin looks better for longer. But those of you who are not doing the simple steps of putting on a good moisturizer, you definitely should do that. Nighttime cream, like our night cream, is excellent. For women, I recommend everybody to get on vitamin C in the mornings and Retin-A at night. And if you're in your 20s, gotta start the vitamin C. If you are in your 30s, the Retin-A every night at nighttime is critical. And there have been studies done, Josh, did you know? That there were theories that said that your appearance and your muscle control affects your mood.
No, I didn't actually.
You didn't?
No, what is that? Tell me about it.
This is National Depression Month, and there have actually been studies by researchers at the Psychiatric Hospital of the University of Basel, Switzerland, who determined that when we give Botox to patients into the muscles that frown and depress, like the corrugator brow muscles, it actually alleviates their mood and their depression. So injecting Botox into the muscles that link with low mood produces alleviation of depression. So interesting. There was a professor at Harvard University, William James, a famous professor of psychology, who said, refuse to express a passion and it dies. And this is a theory from 1890 referring to a facial feedback hypothesis where they suggested the idea that emotions and facial muscle activity is not just one-way traffic. When you block an angry muscle from moving, you alleviate and lift the mood. So isn't that so interesting? Like an expressing an emotion with a muscle tension gives you that mood, not just the other way around.
I mean, I think it's super interesting, and I think that mental health is so important, and I think it's really awesome that, you know, recently I feel like more people are open about it and kind of talking about how important it is to take care of yourself mentally.
One of these days, MERS, or one of our neurotoxin companies, will come out with a study that shows that injecting these angry, frowny, crinkly muscles alleviates mood in such a way that it's actually an FDA-approved treatment for depression, and that will be a happy day, right? Because I think it's so interesting. When you stop making angry expressions, you become happier. And they've also done another study that showed when they made people bite a pencil in such a way that they were actually smiling, and they looked at two different cartoons. One, you know, a cartoon or a meme that they didn't find funny originally, when they're biting the pencil and their mouth is in a smiley position, they ranked the cartoon as funnier than when they had seen it before and they didn't think it was funny. So they showed patients like hundreds of memes. They didn't get much reaction from some of them, but they showed them the same memes again with their mouth in a smiley cheek position. And then they ranked these things higher with funniness ratings. So smiling all the time, even when you don't feel smiley, is also an interesting approach. So this is all very interconnected. We started this discussion talking about later haters. We are going to have a great time at this meeting today. We just wanted to give you some food for thought. If you're not taking care of yourself, you should. Take time for self-care. Take time for, like Josh said, give us a quote, Josh.
Well, I think, you know, it's so cliche, but if you look good, you feel good. So take care of yourself, and I think everything else will fall into place just right.
That is a perfect way to sum up. So treat yourself, treat your dads and grads this month. You can find our amazing skincare line on my website at www.beautybydrk.com. And you can come and see me for some Botox, and we can find out for sure if it'll make you happier, lift your depression, and give you a rosy outlook. It definitely helps me. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things for people's faces. That's it for now. And we just want to say later, haters.
Bye.
Stay beautiful.